From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military said Tuesday that warplanes had carried out airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in Hakkari province. That province borders Iraq and Iran. The airstrikes follow a series of deadly attacks on Monday that left four police officers and a soldier dead in neighboring Sirnak province. Iraq's parliament on Tuesday unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday that eliminate the positions of Iraq's three vice president and that of the deputy prime minister. Mr. Abadi's plan calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials, reducing the number of bodyguards assigned to officials, and reopening corruption investigations. The cabinet gave its backing for the changes Sunday. A Japanese power company has restarted a nuclear reactor Tuesday. It's the first one to come back online under new safety regulations put in place after the 2011 Fukushima disaster. The Kyushu Electric Power Company says it expects the reactor at the Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday with full capacity by next month. However, not all are happy. Several hundred protesters gathered at that Sendai site Tuesday. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from war-torn Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday that nearly 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen in March, with more expected in the coming months. You're listening to VOA News. Greece and its international creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new three-year bailout, with some details expected to be finalized Tuesday. The European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithardt, a key mediator of the talks, confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. Breithardt says the final agreement requires approval from higher-level officials from the 22 EU states. She said senior finance officials of the group would hold a conference call later Tuesday. Greece's parliament is expected to vote on the measure by Thursday, with Eurozone finance ministers giving their decision by Friday. Greece needs the money by August 20th. That's when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Meanwhile, China's central bank has devalued its currency Tuesday in what it said was a one-time move to make rates more market-oriented. The bank cut the central rate by 1.9% as a result of change and that it said would enhance the market orientation and benchmark status of the central parity. However, economic analyst Francis Luan says that's not exactly a bad thing.
If you have a 10% devaluation, then it might mean something, but 2% devaluation, if you follow by, if you analyze it and you follow by the wages and then the cost structure, etc., it has actually minimal effect on the economy.
A Philippine legislator says he has information that a Chinese surveillance vessel has dropped anchor more than a month ago in the area of a hotly contested shoal in the South China Sea that the Philippines claims. From Manila, Simone Orendain reports.
Foreign Affairs Secretary Albert Del Rosario released a statement Tuesday saying that his country would also endorse a U.S. call for stopping all work on disputed outcroppings and any military activities. Del Rosario says, as a means of de-escalating tensions in the region, the Philippines fully supports and will proactively promote the call of the United States on the three halts: a halt in reclamation, halt in construction, and a halt in aggressive actions that could further heighten tensions. However, he says the Philippines backs those measures only if other claimants, including China, do the same. Simone Orendain for VOA News, Manila.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has signed an official court document that declares that she turned over all her relevant emails sent and received on her personal email account. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.